sassy frass.
What?
Nothing. O'Brien just like looks up and it's just like, what?
Oh, and the door shut?
Yeah.
How's work going?
Good. I actually like it now. I didn't like the first month. It was very stressful because HR doesn't know what they're doing.
Oh.
So it was a lot of me like floundering around trying to figure out what my job actually is.
Yeah.
So.
That's kind of how it is like at my work because I have two different, there's two housekeeping supervisors that work like opposite days.
Yeah.
And they have very different styles.
Yes.
And very different personalities. So it took me a little bit to like adjust.
Mm-hmm.
The one is very like fast paced. And sometimes being around her gives me like why am I anxious all of a sudden?
Ooh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That like go mentality. Like, ugh.
Like I need to constantly be doing something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where the other one is like the exact opposite. So at noon, I'll be like, I'm going to sit down and eat. And she's like, all right, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I'll actually sit down and look at my phone and take like an actual break, not just grabbing a yogurt or something.
Ew. Yeah. That's hard.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. I've been doing training videos, which I know you saw.
Which, like, you've never had to do before.
No, I've never had to do training videos anywhere I've worked that I can think of.
Yeah. They're so much fun. I've had to do them at, like, every job.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
This is the... It seems like there was one, and I want to say it was maybe, like, Kmart, maybe?
Yeah. I could see Kmart doing it. A lot of, like, the bigger corporations do them.
But Aldi. Even that one, you sat in a room with, like, the other new hires, and you watched them on, like, one of the school, like, VHS. Like, they rolled the TV in on the cart.
There's, like, a guy smoking a cigarette, like, rolling the TV in on the cart. It's just like, all right.
It wasn't that long ago where people were smoking in Kmart. But it was close to that time. Yeah, so it is, like, weird. Some of them are, like, interesting, though, because since it's a hotel, well, a lot of them so far have been, like, customer service.
Yeah.
Where it's, like, go above and beyond to be this, like, magic employee, which, okay, yeah. I get it. That's going to be at every job. But then with the hotel, I've watched three videos now about, like, signs of human trafficking.
Well, it's a hotel. Yeah.
So that, I'm like, oh my God, like really paying attention to.
Yes,
like,
because it's interesting. Especially being in the UP, human trafficking is like a huge thing up here.
Human trafficking is a huge thing everywhere.
Yes.
Like, I was reading this thing that I want to say it was like Grand Rapids or Kalamazoo.
Yes.
Like that area is like a hotbed
of
trafficking.
There was
are you kidding?
There's that commercial that had... There were like five people in like a school room setting and they were handed a picture and they had to like describe the person just by like seeing the picture.
Yeah.
And then it was just like, this person's been missing since blah, 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 blah.
Oh.
And then they like walk out into the gymnasium and it's just like a wall of people who have been trafficked.
That wasn't a commercial. That was like a... human trafficking like awareness,
like a PSA
thing that was
on
like
YouTube.
5-10 minutes long. Mm-hmm. yeah that was so scary, but anyway, I'm learning the signs of human trafficking. So I don't know,
I told you about our experience in the Green Bay area at a motel.
Were you trafficked?
No.
Did someone try to traffic you?
No, but it was a trafficking hotel. They had signs all over the place. The hotel guy dealt everything in cash.
I'm not going to ask.
Well,
you.
I'll tell you later.
Tell me later.
But I wrote a horrible review. There were other reviews on their website that was just like, I saw this kid like go with this dude and I had to call the cops. Like, it was wild.
In Green Bay.
Yeah.
That is nuts.
Right.
When were you in Green Bay?
This happened. It was one of those times where we were going Christmas shopping and I told Mike.
Oh, like go down and stay the night?
Yeah.
Shop.
I was just like, we just need a bed. Yeah. Never saying that again. That was terrible.
That kind of happened to Greg and I when we stayed in Adrian once.
Yeah, I remember this.
You know, there's rooms that were like $100, and I found a room that was like $50. And I'm like, we'll just stay there. Yeah. We're just going to crash a couple nights. And there was people that were like living there in the motel.
Was it a Motel 6?
No, I'll tell you later.
Yeah. Okay.
You'll know when I say it. Anyway, there's people living there. And at night, like when all, I'm assuming they were workers of some sort, hopefully not human trafficked workers, but they had like grills. And when we're like sitting right outside their rooms, like grilling, listening to music. And there's like 6 rooms all in a row where like they were all workers.
You know enough people in Adrian. Why didn't you just stay with somebody?
I don't know. I always feel like I'm putting people out when I'm
better asking. That than being trafficked.
Yeah, there'd never been a vacuum under that bed.
That's when I walked into that hotel, there were like holes in the wall, and I walked into the room. The bathroom was a disaster. The mattress was just like on a metal, like rolly bed frame.
Yeah.
I was just like, and it was a Packer weekend. We didn't ask for our money back. We just fucking left.
Really?
We were just like, fuck this. We're leaving. And then the only room we could get was at the Holiday Inn Express, and it was like $250. And I was like, I don't care.
Well,
I do not care.
Now you can use my Marriott discount.
I know. I'm very excited.
It's actually like really good. Depending on where you go, because a lot of it is based on like demand.
Yeah. Well, when we were looking at places to stay for my birthday, we were looking at Traverse City at the Red Roof Inn, which I've stayed at before. It's a very nice hotel. And it's a Marriott. It's not a Red Roof. It's like the hotel by the bay, or the Red Roof by the bay, or something.
No idea. Red Roof is like a Motel 6.
Yeah, no, it wasn't a Red Roof then. Okay. But it's one of the big hotels that's on the bay, and it has a red roof, and it's white. You can get like a little cottage and stuff.
Nice, but it's owned by...
It's owned by Marriott. Marriott. Yep. Anyway.
Interesting. That's enough about my
hotels, motels.
Holiday Inn.
All right.
What are we doing? We're doing
stuff. Hello, everyone. My name is Chelsea.
I'm Erin.
And this is Slasher Movie Review. On tonight's episode of Slasher Movie Review, we're going to the UK in Shaun of the Dead, which came out in 2004. You can find it on the Stars if you're sub to that. Apple TV also if you're sub to that. You can rent it on Prime for $3.99. I highly suggest just buying this movie.
Yeah.
But that's just me. It was directed by Edgar Wright. It stars Simon Pegg as Sean. He was in Run, Fat Boy, Run, Star Trek.
Paul.
Lots of things. Paul.
Him and Nick Hot Frost. Hot Fuzz. Yeah.
Yeah. Nick Frost stars as Ed. He was in Hot Fuzz. And he's in a show called Truth Seekers that I kind of want to check out.
Hmm.
Yeah. Kate Ashfield as Liz. She was in The Midsummer Murders, which I guess is a British-based TV show. Lucy Davis as Di. She's in The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina and the British version of The Office. Dylan Moran as David. He was also in Run, Fat Boy, Run, my favorite character.
Okay. His acting is crazy because in Run, Fat Boy, Run, he plays the exact opposite of David. The exact opposite.
Yeah.
Like, when I...
Well, come on up, then.
No pants
no
on.
No pants.
He plays a totally different character, and I love him in Run, Fat Boy, Run, and I hate him in this.
Yes. I actually wrote that down in my notes. He's the worst character. I just want to punch him in his stupid face.
Oh, yeah. I want to punch him in his head, too.
He's also in The Witcher Blood Origin, which is currently filming.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Penelope Wilton plays Barbara.
Mm-hmm.
She was in The Borrowers, which one of my favorite childhood books and movies. And she was in the 2005 version of Pride and Prejudice. Every single time. Bill Nye. That's really? No.
How do you say it? Bill Nye the Science Guy. That's not
No. I always want to say Nagy, but I know that that's not Nagy. How do you say it? He plays Philip. He was in Love Actually and About Time.
Those are the two you wrote down for him.
Those are the two that I wrote down for him. He's also in Pirates of the Caribbean.
I was going to say, you didn't write Pirates of the Caribbean? No.
Because I love About Time. It's so good.
Oh, my God. When I do this, I usually write, like, other scary movies that
I've been in. I don't. I write down movies that I enjoy. Peter Serafinowicz as Pete. He's the voice of Darth Maul.
Did not know that.
Yeah. And he's in Parks and Rec in the later seasons. Just, I wrote down these two characters just because I really like them.
Oh, he's, sorry I'm interrupting
That's
you.
Okay.
He's also Victor in the Underworld series.
Yes. Yeah. He's in a lot of things.
I feel like that would have been.
He's a brilliant actor.
He's in Harry Potter.
He's in Harry Potter. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Jessica.
What's happening?
Jessica Stevenson plays Yvonne. She was in Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix. And she was in The Witch, or she's in a TV show called The Witchfinder, which is a British TV show that takes place during, like, the witch trials.
Huh.
And it's a comedy.
What's it called?
The Witchfinder. I watched a preview of it, and I was like, holy shit.
Wait, is... I think Nicole sent me, like, a clip of that show.
I watched the previews, about died laughing.
Is there... There's, like, two people on horses.
Yeah.
I think... Did I send that to you?
No.
Where they're like, okay, you get paid to find witches.
Yeah.
So that's kind of convenient that everyone is a witch.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
That looks really funny.
And then Martin Freeman plays Yvonne's boyfriend Declan in The Hobbit. The Office, the British version, he plays Jim... Well... What we know is Jim, but I can't remember his name in the British version. Tim.
You watched?
Yes.
That?
Yeah.
Okay. I've watched, I don't like The Office. I don't like the American Office.
That's a pretty.
Some of it's good, but Michael Scott is too much.
Yeah.
Like, he's too over the top. He would have definitely been fired 35,000 times.
Absolutely.
So I didn't really like it, but then I watched two or three episodes starting out of the British version, and I think I could get into that one. I could, like,
yes,
actually watch it.
I had season one at some point.
And I thought it wasn't, like, the boss wasn't as...
It's just, like, the dry British comedy that is just
It's a perfect. Lot better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Actually... Speaking about Shaun of the Dead, this film got me into British television.
What?
And, like, these actors and stuff, yeah.
Not Are You Being Served?
I mean, Are You Being Served helped. But after I saw this...
Or, like...
And then knew where, like, Simon Pegg has been in a ton of, obviously, British stuff. And it's just...
Did you... What was the other British show that we watched? There's Are You Being
Keeping
Served?
Up with Appearances.
Keeping Up Appearances... And then I'm looking up the name.
The Vicar of Dibley was one of them that I watched later on with Mom and Dad.
One that I think you would like if you haven't already watched it is Fawlty Towers.
I've heard of it, but I haven't watched it yet.
It's about a hotel.
Oh, okay.
And it's got, like, a little restaurant in the hotel, and there's, like, the front desk person.
Okay.
There's the manager of the hotel. It kind of gives the same, like, Are You Being Served vibe.
Yeah. Yeah, because, like, Mike and I watch Eight out of ten Cats and, like, Taskmaster and stuff. It's just, like, it's more of my kind of humor.
Agreed.
It's just funny.
So, anywho. Interesting things about this that I found. It won 13 different awards. Saturn Award for Best Horror. Bram Stoker Best Screenplay. Also, Best British Indie Film. Or for Best... Wait. British Indie Film won for the screenplay. Fangoria Chainsaw Award, it won Best Film. Actor, Simon Pegg, Supporting Actor, Nick Frost, and Screenplay.
Mm-hmm.
So it won a lot of, I don't know, a lot of the category, or a lot of the awards that I look at.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the Winchester, the pub in it.
Yeah.
Used to be the Duke of Albany pub. It was abandoned. Now it's apartments.
Oh.
It was abandoned in 2008, I want to say. And it's currently apartments. The front of it isn't round anymore because, well, it sat there rotting away. So you can actually go and see this building. On the big address sign for the hotel, it says formerly Winchester.
Oh, mm-hmm. That's cool.
Yeah. And there was a lot of cool trivia that we can, like, get into.
Yeah.
As I like to do it kind of in order as it comes up. But George Romero loved it.
Yes.
It got great reviews. Everybody loved it. George Romero liked it so much that he had Simon Pegg and Nick Frost cameo as zombies in Land of the Dead.
Yes.
Which I thought was cool.
That's awesome. Yeah.
And he watched it, like, on his own, had, like, a private screening. He didn't make the connection with the Night of the Living Dead, "We're coming to get you, Barbara." Mm-hmm.
"We're coming to get you, Barbara."
He, like, missed that line. I think you're going to...
What?
Nothing.
It's going to be real hard to not say quotes in my shitty British accent.
We talked about it when we picked this one.
Oh, my God.
And Mike is like, "Are you going to be able to do that?"
Not at all. Nope. Because I was writing, I only took this much notes. Because I was just like, every single line is a quote that, like, you and I have quoted at some point.
I know. I took this many notes.
I didn't take hardly any.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, let's get into it. What?
I'm just reading some of the stuff I wrote. Let's go.
Are you sure? Are you going to be okay?
I'm going to... This should have been my birthday episode, but...
Well, I mean...
Birthday month.
It starts out with Liz talking to Sean about spending every night at the Winchester, how they, like, never do anything. She's kind of, like, loosely breaking up with him. She hasn't met his mom.
And they've been together for 3 years now.
I don't know how you could be with someone for 3 years and not meet their parents.
Yeah. When I was watching this, I was like, Sean is kind of a putz.
Oh, for sure.
Kind of a putz.
Yeah, but you love him.
Mm-hmm.
I actually, that came up in the research, is that he is kind of... Or he is, like, a bad boyfriend, and he is lazy, and he doesn't have his act together, but you still love him?
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you doing?
I gave Cooper pizza crust, and...
He just chewed it up into crumbs and didn't actually eat it?
Yeah. Okay.
He tells her things will change, that he'll get...
And, of course, David chimes in, and David's just like, well, when? When, Sean? When are they going to change?
And they're talking about Sean's friend, Ed.
Yeah.
And about how he's, like, basically he's a piece useless. Of shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he's fun, though.
But he's fun. And they've been friends since primary school.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, David chimes in because David and Di are both sitting there with Liz.
Yeah.
At first, you think it's just... the three of them, because Ed's, like, playing a video game, and you kind of think, oh, this is the second movie in a row where there's been an Ed as, like, a main character.
Weird.
Yeah, anyway.
Yeah.
So, you think it's just Liz and Sean talking with Ed in the background, but then her two friends and roommates?
Yeah, I believe they're roommates.
Yeah. They're sitting there, too, like, chiming in.
And, like, when they're talking about Sean's mom and stuff, Ed chimes in. He's like, she's like, butter.
Which, as Liz, that would be annoying, too, because obviously Ed is, like, hanging out with the mom.
Yeah.
And, like, around. Yes. Like, he's part of their family. And it doesn't matter that they've known each other forever. It's just the fact that, like, you date someone for 3 years.
Yeah.
And all he wants to do is go to the Winchester,
mm-hmm.
which Greg and I call the nickel the Winchester sometimes.
I wrote down, I said, wow, the Winchester is just like the nickel. Lulz.
Yeah, it is. It's like, what do you want to do? I don't know. Let's go to the nickel.
It's safe. It's going to be a terrible episode.
We don't even say the nickel. We say the bar. Like, let's go to the bar for a while. Like, that's our only option. Like, there's not 30 other bars in Marquette.
There are so many bars in Marquette.
Which I know we're recording off, so I don't know how this will go, but April is my dry month.
Good for you.
Yeah. I just decided out of the blue, like, yeah, why not? Plus, I'm training for that race.
Yeah.
So it's like, by the time this comes out, I would have probably drank, but who knows?
You don't know. I support mm-hmm. you. Good job.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Now I forgot what I was talking about. Oh. So they're just kind of bad roommates.
Yeah.
Like, Ed, it appears, is just crashing at Sean's for not very much. And then Sean's roommate, Peter, is that his name? Pete.
Mm-hmm.
He thinks that Ed is just also a piece of shit.
Yeah.
I think Sean kind of tries to talk to Ed, like, once they're home. And
of course it goes poorly. Ed looks
him straight in the face and says, I'm sorry, Sean. And Sean's like, what? I'm sorry. And it's because he farted.
He farted.
Which is real funny to me. And I don't know if he says it at that point, because he does it a couple times, but he says, I'll quit doing it when you quit laughing.
Yeah.
Which
comes in later.
Fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
He tells, oh, yeah, this is going to be bad. I just have a, no, it's not going to be bad.
I'm he
just
tells like, Liz that he planned a dinner date for them at the place that does the fish.
Yeah.
Great. So okay. Liz is just like, okay, awesome. Like, so I'll meet you tomorrow night at 8 or whatever.
At 7. Because then Sean's on his way.
Yeah.
He's on his way to work. When he's walking out the door, the phone rings.
Mm-hmm.
He tells Ed to answer it. Ed doesn't. It goes to the machine. And it's, oh, I can't wait for our date tonight. Can we push it back till 8?
Yes.
Which, at this point, Sean had completely forgotten.
Yes. Because he's a putz.
Yes. So it has him, his morning routine. He like leaves for work, walks down the street to this little shop.
And there's like a kid like bouncing a basketball, a soccer ball.
Yeah.
And just like, you know, your day to day life.
But like weird things are happening like here and there.
Yeah.
Like he goes to pay for his soda or whatever he bought and at the little market. And there's like a stack. There's like newspapers everywhere.
Mutilated remains.
That have like crazy headlines where you probably would stop. But then every time you think he's going to like catch on, something distracts him.
Yes.
So like he's looking at the papers. The shop owner comes up and talks to him. He sees a woman collapse and he's just kind of like, oh, okay. You know, that's weird.
Which I feel like this is what would happen. Like, if you're just, like, minding your own business, like, day-to-day life, like, oh, that's weird. And then you just, like.
That is, no.
Really?
Not for me. Not at all.
Oh. I feel like I would just be in the
oblivious.
Yep.
Like
totally oblivious.
Guys. I occasionally listen to the news.
Yeah.
That kind of makes me miss Dad, because Dad would like text me or call me and be
like
CDC
stuff.
How many people died of Ebola in wherever? What is that?
I don't know what's happening. yeah, that's true. Because he would always be on like the WHO website and stuff, like
keeping
checking out
of what's going on around the world. Anyway, he sees the woman collapse. There's news on at the work at his work. What's happening?
The cats.
Oh, I thought it was a cat in there, but there. Okay, never mind. Cats.
We have a lot of cats, and sometimes they make a lot of noises.
He's at work, and he works at an electronics shop, and he's showing somebody the TV, and he's flipping
and
through the
like,
stations, and every single one of them is, like, scaring
yeah,
news.
And he's like, oh, weird.
But that's kind of the same thing. He's doing that and then gets distracted.
Yeah, and his he's the oldest person that works there.
Yes.
Second to oldest. And so he's talking to like this young guy and how he needs to take his job seriously and that like he has things that he wants to do in his life.
And not to take personal calls at work.
Yeah. Like, and the teenager is just like, well, when are you going to do this? And Sean's like, well, I'm 29. And I'm like, I'm 35 now. But I think I've done it. Like, made me think for a hot second, like, what I've done in my life.
Oh, I don't ever think about that.
Really?
No.
I feel like I've had a pretty good life so far. But yeah, 29. I was just like, oof, to be 29 again.
I don't value that. I don't know how to like word that.
You just have a good time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here for a good time, not a long time. Like, I don't sit and stew like what could I have done to make my life better? Like, I'm pretty comfortable with my life.
Yeah.
I've always just been pretty comfortable with my life. I don't have a ton of regrets or anything. So just kind of like.
I should have ran cross country in college. That's like my big.
Your big regret?
I think about that.
Why? What? How would it have changed your life?
I don't know. I just think it would have been a good experience.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
To like have been in sports in college.
Yeah.
I don't care, but they didn't have a cross country team my freshman year of college, I don't think.
No. But yeah, that I think about that. But anyway, yeah, when Sean said that he was 29, I was just like, oh, 29. Man, that was ages ago.
Did you know what the name of the company he works for is?
No.
Forey Electric.
Like our friend Ken.
Yes. From Dawn of the Dead.
Yes. That's cool.
And there's a lot of those little
that's awesome.
Like tie-ins where they, yeah.
Tie-ins. I love
like
that.
So his stepdad shows up at work. He's very ominous. He's like just kind of like this weird character. Tells him to visit his mom and to actually buy her flowers.
And
not
like,
shitty gas station flowers.
Sean
go to a florist.
Yeah. Sean goes throughout the entire film saying, like, he's not my dad. He's my stepdad.
Yes.
Even though Barbara and Philip have been together for, like, 20 years or something. Like, for
17
quite
years,
a long time.
Yeah. Because it comes out later that they got together when he was 12.
Okay.
Because he lost his dad.
Oh.
I think is what they...
Mm-hmm.
What Philip says.
But Sean's just like, no, he's my stepdad. Like, he's not my dad.
You know, one of my very good friends refuses to even say stepdad and just calls him by his first name. And I'll be like, wait, your stepdad? And he's like, no. Or like, you know, he's just like, eh. Like,
gosh.
Like, he's your stepdad.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're doing.
I don't know what you're trying to do here.
He forgets to make the reservation. Well, first he buys his mom flowers.
Do you want mom or pal?
Yeah, the flowers, the card says to a wonderful mom, which I can't remember if it was my birthday or what it was for. Was a while back, Greg bought me flowers, and the card said, to a wonderful mom.
I love it.
It's so cute.
That's good.
He's also, so he's on the bus. While he's on the
people
bus.
People are like coughing.
People are coughing
and
all
just
around
like
him.
Looking
it,
sickly.
It like gave me the heebs. That, like,
I know, especially
like,
now in today's climate.
Oh,
it's like,
oh, yeah, yeah. That was real gross to me. I do want to point out that all of the living people in the cast are also the zombies later on.
Yes. And most of the extras, at least the extras that were shown close up, were all fans of Nick Frost and Simon Pegg's previous work. And I can't remember what it was. I didn't write it down. But they actually
It was a TV show.
It was a TV show.
Yeah.
And they went on their website and they said that they were looking for extras or whatever for Shaun of the Dead. And so a lot of them were huge fans.
They also got paid like a pound per day to be an extra, which is what George Romero did for his. The extras got $1 a day.
Okay.
Just for their time.
For their time.
They just got paid something instead of just being like free extras. He calls Liz. Or first, okay. He runs into his friend, Yvonne.
Was that Yvonne.
They chat for a minute. She comes up again later. She reminds him because she's like, oh, yeah, what did you do for your anniversary? Oh, well, nothing, but we're going out to dinner tonight. That's when it like dawns on him that he's out of work. It's like 5 o'clock and he hasn't made dinner reservations yet.
I do want to point out Yvonne's name is actually Jessica Hines. I wrote down Stevenson because I think I got a couple of the other actors mixed up. So I wanted to clarify.
Oh, good job.
It's Jessica Hines.
I like that actress.
Yeah.
I thought she did good in this.
She's freaking, yeah, she's good.
Yeah. Forgot to make reservations. He tries to get a table. Liz calls. He has to tell her, no table. There's got to be 10,000 other restaurants. And what does he say? Where are they going?
The Winchester. And she just like hangs up on him.
She hangs up on him.
As you would.
He goes to her house. They obviously get in a big fight.
David's like, she doesn't want to talk to you, Sean.
David is so frustrating.
Oh, I hate him.
And basically she goes over all of his empty promises about quitting smoking and going to the gym and not drinking so much.
And we were going to go on holiday together.
Yeah.
And he says, well, we went to Greece, didn't we? And she's like, we met in Greece.
He gives her the flowers and that's when she sees the card. Like, obviously they were for his mom. Yeah. So she breaks up with him.
Yeah, heartbroken.
Yep. He throws the flowers in the trash outside the Winchester, goes and gets drunk with Ed. They go home. What?
It's just like battle royale tonight for some reason.
The cats are all fired up. They're listening to like hip-hop-y type music, old hip-hop.
Yeah.
At 4 in the morning. The roommate's pissed, gets in a fight with them. What?
It's just that interaction cracks me up.
Oh yeah. And he's like talks about how him and Liz broke up, and then he's kind of like okay with it a little bit.
Yeah. And then, Sean says, Sean doesn't say, I broke up with Liz. He says, we broke up with Liz tonight.
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't think that was necessarily meant, like, towards Ed. I think it was meant just, like, how he worded it.
Yeah.
Like, we as a, like, himself.
Yeah, Pete comes down, and he's just like, Sean and Ed are like, well, it's Saturday. And Pete's just like, no, it's not. It's fucking Sunday. And I have to be to work at 4 fucking hours. Because so everybody else in his department is sick.
Convenient.
Mm-hmm.
He also has a bite on his hand, which they ask him about. He says that he was mugged by like a crackhead and he had a splitting headache.
Yes.
Yes. Sean passes out in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
He's completely oblivious to his surroundings in the morning.
I mean, I've been pretty hungover before, but I think I would notice, like, blood on, like, a door. Yeah.
So he goes into the shop. There's blood all over the door that he opens. He slips. You don't really see what he slips on.
But you know. Like, you know it's blood.
There's shit tipped over, like, all over in the street, but he just, like, nothing's going on.
Sure.
He gets, a soda and ice cream for Ed, which, did you read that it's, like, a trilogy?
It is.
These films are a trilogy?
Yeah, Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz, and then World's End.
Mm-hmm.
are all kind of, and I can't remember what the name of the trilogy ice cream is.
Well, it's like the, it's whatever, it's like a drumstick here, but.
Oh, were you talking, what were you talking about?
Okay, so in this one, whatever the like drumstick ice cream thing is called, it's red or it's strawberry.
Okay.
To represent like the blood in this.
Okay.
And then in Hot Fuzz, he's eating a blue one.
Oh.
And then in the other one.
World's End.
Yeah.
Did you ever see that?
No.
It's good.
It's green for like outer space.
Oh.
Like sci-fi.
Okay.
And whatever, it's like the whatever.
Yeah. I can't remember what it was called.
Trilogy. Mm-hmm. The movies aren't connected other than they're all directed by the same person, mm-hmm. same actors, and they. Ice cream, the same brand
that's
of ice
funny.
Cream is represented in each one.
I didn't notice that.
Mm-hmm. I didn't either. I read it.
We could eventually do Hot Fuzz because it's murder mystery.
Hot Fuzz is not does not fall into horror.
I mean, there is a killer in it.
There's a killer, I guess. And there is like some gross stuff that happens in it.
Like, we're not doing Hot Fuzz.
We're not?
It'd be funny. Maybe one day.
I thought it was cool. So Sean gets back to the house. He's been wearing the same clothes for a long time. That kind of grosses me out.
Yeah.
But he gets back and he's flipping through the channels on the TV. Mm-hmm. And as he's flipping, it's like
Eaten
telling the
alive.
Story of what's happening. Like just the little snippets of
yes.
words on each channel.
And all of the newscasters that are broadcasting on the TV, on the shows are all actual newscasters.
Are they really?
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that. Yep. Like from that area, I'm yep. assuming. Okay. I didn't know that. That's cool. What's I now where I'm at? Oh. Ed sees a girl in the garden.
There's a girl in the garden.
Yeah.
What can I throw at you?
It's just funny.
That you have a terrible British accent.
But I do. I keep telling Mike, I'm like, one of these days when we're playing D&D, I want to do an accent. I want to really, really practice it. I want to watch like linguist YouTube shows, and I really want to do it. I got on like this big kick after I saw Black Widow.
Okay.
Because of Yelena. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, that would just be so cool.
How okay, pick like one specific accent and like get really good at it.
Yeah, I think I'm going to. Florence Pugh's accent though in Black Widow got like torn apart.
Really?
Yeah, it was just terrible. I mean, it's not a very good Russian accent.
You know, that reminds me of True Blood because the actor that plays Jason Stackhouse mm-hmm. is British.
Oh, okay.
And on the show, he has a very good Southern accent.
Yeah.
And he said that when he like meets people, they think that he has a Southern accent and is faking the British accent.
What other actors like that?
Andrew Lincoln.
Yes.
Also has like a strong accent.
Yes.
Also
plays a Southern character.
Yes.
Strange. Anywho.
Oh, and the actress that plays Maggie, too, I think is British.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I can't think of her name. She's beautiful. Anyway.
Yeah.
There's a girl in the garden. They think that she's drunk at first. She attacks Sean.
And, like, Ed
and they
just
think
thinks
it's funny.
Hilarious.
Yeah, he goes in the house and gets a camera and takes
yeah,
a picture.
He's like, oh, 1 second, and, like, runs in. And Sean is like, yes, she's attacking him. He's just like, I just got out of a really bad relationship or like a really long relationship. I'm not interested.
Well, when they get up, he like pushes her back mm-hmm. and she falls on a like a post
yeah.
in the garden, and which is small backyard.
Yeah.
And she just, like, wiggles up off of it, and she's got this big hole through
her.
And
they're like, what? I mean, how else would you react to that?
I don't know. They go in the house. There's another, like, big giant guy that shows mm-hmm. up. They try calling 911. They realize too late that the front door is open.
Well, and Pete had complained about the front door being unlocked.
So you know that's going to be, like, an issue.
Yes.
I wonder if it's, like, a door that you actually have to, like, latch or it comes open.
I think so. Like, I would imagine, the house. Yeah.
Yeah. A guy, an armless groom comes in.
Which he was behind Sean the day before in line and then at the convenience store, like, walking.
Yes.
Yeah. I love that. I love that.
I like it too.
All of the characters kind of are throughout the film. Mm-hmm. I think it's nice.
So the groom comes in, Ed smashes him in the head.
And
with
I love the reaction. They both like look over and they're like, "Oh." And
yeah.
They like, stick up their hands. Oh.
On the news it says that they have to remove the head or destroy the brain. I watched a little bit of the Simon Pegg does like a behind the scenes like video on his own, and the newscaster's like, I can't believe I'm saying this.
Like, I can't believe I never thought I would say this on a broadcast before.
And they had some of the zombies like just talking with the zombies. That's like cool. Behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. It was pretty. I didn't watch the whole thing because I didn't have time, but I watched like 10 minutes. They start throwing records at the zombies in the backyard. Mm-hmm. They end up breaking into the shed and
Batman
getting
soundtrack, throw it. Sorry.
Yeah.
I just cracked my knuckles.
I think everyone heard you crack.
Probably.
They get a shovel and a cricket bat. Sean gets a hold of his mom. Some people tried to get into the house and Philip was bitten.
Yes.
That is when Nick says, we're coming to get you, Barbara.
Coming to get you, Barbara. I didn't do an accent. I'm not doing it anymore.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Sure.
It's wonderful. This is when the
plan is hatched.
Mm-hmm.
So they decide that they're going to go get his mom. Then they're
going to kill Philip. Yep.
Get Liz. Go to the Winchester. Wait for the whole thing to blow over.
Yep. The Winchester comes in when they're at Liz's apartment. They were just going to hold up in Liz's apartment and have a nice cup of tea.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, which, not a bad idea.
No.
It was in a high-rise apartment.
They would have been fine.
They would have been fine.
There's multiple times where they would have been fine.
Yes.
And they choose, like, they had to get out of the house for sure.
They choose violence.
Well, they just make poor choices.
Yeah.
Like, when they're on their way to the Winchester, why didn't they just hide in one of the random houses that they passed?
Right.
That's.
Yeah.
That's just.
Neither here nor there.
That's just me. The news immediately, after they get the plan, the news immediately tells them to stay home.
Yep.
Then.
Which is told in every zombie apocalypse film.
Stay home.
It doesn't work out a lot of the time, though.
Well, if they just stayed in their home, there wouldn't be a movie.
Yeah, right. That's true.
Then Ed calls them zombies. And Sean tells him to say the Z word.
One of the best. That's one of the best scenes.
You're like fighting so hard.
So hard and I won't. I'm not going to do it. But yeah, Sean's like looking out the mail slot.
Yeah. And there's a ton of them out
and
there.
And there's a ton of them. Oh, wait. There they are.
Like, oh, it looks safe. Oh, never mind.
JK.
Sean says he's got to go to the bathroom before they leave.
And they about Pete, too. Like, previously, Ed's just like, or Sean says something like, well, maybe he got a lift to work. Like, he wasn't feeling well. Like,
yeah. He's standing behind the shower curtain. He's a pretty creepy zombie.
He's creepy, yeah.
Well, they get out of there.
Yep.
They get to his mom's. They hit a man in the street. They're also in Peter's car.
Yeah.
And because Ed had always wanted to drive it.
Yeah.
They hit a guy in the street And he's like completely smashed. And they like stop to ask him,
are you okay?
It obviously his leg is like bent around the wrong way. And the guy like sits up and Sean says, and, thank goodness. And they drive off.
And they think that they killed like an actual person. And then when the zombie like comes up, he's like,
well, maybe they did kill an actual person and they turned into a zombie. That busted leg, though, is nasty. Mm-hmm. When they get to the house, Ed waits in the car. And Sean goes in. And the stress, like, was so annoying in this scene.
Yeah.
Because first he's trying to tell his mom to, like, leave. Then it's like, oh, did you call a doctor for Philip? Oh, the doctor's coming. Oh, they're not. And just that, like, anxiety of, like, family tension.
Yeah.
Did not like that at all. It was really frustrating for me to watch. They finally talk him in to leaving.
Yeah.
On the way out, they're attacked by some people in the street.
Philip gets bit.
Philip gets bit bad in the neck.
Mm-hmm.
He'd already been bit in the arm. Ed had accidentally crashed the car.
Well, because Philip has a Jag. Like an old Jag, too.
Yeah. So, Nick, you know, Ed. Ed is, like, drooling over Philip's car.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, he smashed their car, somehow got in an accident, crashed into a post.
So I guess we have to take this one.
What?
Nothing. I'm just thinking about that interaction.
Yeah. It was very funny. Well, then he's has to drive.
Well, yeah.
Because
Philip won't let Sean drive.
Yeah.
And Philip can't drive.
So I thought it was cute, the thing between Ed and Barbara, where he's just like, ugh, like trying to act all like mature and
he
like flirting with her a little bit. Like, Sean says something at one point, and Nick just like, damn it, Ed, Nick Frost, Ed just like shakes his head like silly kids,
the youth. Oh, I love it.
They get to Liz's apartment, and he convinces them with, like, a decent speech that they have to go.
But it's not a decent speech. Like,
no.
I would have just stayed at Liz's apartment. It's
well,
like
Guy
a key...
kind of wants... Once he talks, she's like, yeah, let's go with him.
Yeah. Do you think Di, like, had a crush on Sean?
Oh, for
like
sure.
David?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think, anyway.
Yeah.
Like... I think she was maybe with David out of convenience, just kind of how David was with her.
Yeah.
Well, no, she loved him.
That's true. Yeah, I just would have stayed at Liz's. Like, I don't know why.
Yeah.
They had to, like, call in to get inside. The door wasn't, like, a full glass door. Like,
they would have been fine.
They would have been fine.
And it seems like it got over, like, relatively fast after the outbreak. So they would have
had
to
stay. A day later.
They would have had to just stay overnight.
Yeah.
Kitty's really cute right now.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. It's a bunch of arguing. They get everybody in the car. Well, Philip is dying.
Yeah.
And they're all shoved in that car. That'd be so uncomfortable. When Philip is dying, he kind of, like, apologizes to Sean and, like, tells Sean that he cared about him.
Like, I should have been a better dad to you, or I tried to be a better dad to you. Like,
yeah,
I loved your mother, like all of these things.
So he's telling him all this stuff, and then he talks about how he could just see the potential in Sean, and like, it was really sad.
Mm-hmm.
So then Philip dies.
Was...
Sean is like,
Sean's
so
just
upset.
Like, he's dead. Like, he's dead.
Yeah.
And Barbara turns around and she's like, no, he's not.
Ugh, I know.
Fine.
Well, then they stop. Ed is driving like a maniac.
This annoyed me.
Just his attitude?
Yes.
Yeah. So then everybody gets out of the car. Well, the child locks are on the doors. So everybody's trapped in the back seat with
Zombie Philip.
Zombie Philip. They get let out. Then is that when Sean?
Sean like freaks out at Ed.
Yeah.
He freaks out at Ed a couple times, but the scene in the car is like a big one. And then the scene outside of the Winchester.
Yeah.
He's just like, is tired of him. And Ed isn't taking it serious. Like he's treating it like a video game.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Like, he's driving the car, like, it's a game.
Yeah.
He's just kind of, he's just an immature, like, kid. Yes. They start walking. They're heading towards the Winchester, and they pass an identical group to theirs.
Yes.
Like, identical.
It's Yvonne.
Yes.
And her boyfriend, Declan. Roommate. Roommate's girlfriend. Mom. And cousin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So they pass each other and they just kind of like look each and other like, up and down.
Yvonne is just like, oh my God, like, so you're going to the Winchester. And Sean's like, yeah. And she's like, good luck.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, okay.
Okay.
Like, that's, I wonder where she was going.
To find a safer place than the fucking bar.
Do you think, like, over the news and stuff that there were places they probably could go that were safe and Sean just, like, didn't...
Sean was Sean.
Take...
Probably.
Yeah. Sorry.
That's okay. Yeah. And the group is identical. The cousin is actually the actor that's in British Bake Off now. The bald guy. He was also in Alice in Wonderland.
Really?
As Tweedledee and Tweedledum.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm. 100% yes.
I guess I've never seen him with hair.
Yeah. Yep.
So maybe that's it. I don't know. That was like...
Yeah.
It's the hair.
And they're wearing... Up. Like, he's wearing the same shirt that Ed is. And they're both, and like, on their phone.
Di and the other girl both mm-hmm. have on, like, the same exact knit hat, just in yeah. different colors.
Yep.
What I just had to look at my phone for because I wanted to, like, double check. So they passed the identical group. Then they realize that they have to cut through, like, 10 backyards,
mm-hmm.
20 backyards
yeah.
to get to where they're going. And which I guess would be safer than walking on the, down the street.
Yes.
But Sean says, what, you've never taken a shortcut before? And, like, tries to jump the fence. And the panel of the fence that he hits, like, falls. He also says that in Hot Fuzz.
Yes!
He says it to Nick Frost, his partner, but at that point he can just, because he's like super cop, he can just like easily jump over all these yeah. fences.
Anytime I think of Nick Frost and Hot Fuzz, I think of that scene where he's just like loading a shotgun and he's like, shame. It's like a gif that I really like sending to people.
Hot Fuzz is really funny too.
Yeah.
I think this actually won a like best British comedy too. I can't remember through like what association.
I wouldn't doubt it, but it's hilarious.
Mm-hmm. They jump a bunch of fences. Then, oh, Barbara thinks she knows someone. So they're in a backyard.
She's kind of, she's a little dim. But that's okay.
She's just ditzy. It's yeah. like she's not like absorbing anything that's going on.
No.
Oh, I think blah, blah, blah lives in this neighborhood. And she sees zombies like in a house, like yeah. looking through a patio door at her. Nothing.
Yeah.
Well, they lose her mm-hmm. and they have to go back and rescue her.
For a brief moment.
Yes. That is when... she gets bit. You don't see her get bit.
You don't see her get bit, but you do see her, like, holding her arm.
Yes. She's holding her arm, but it's not, like, noticeable. It's not, like, bleeding everywhere.
No.
This is, at this point, like, why didn't they just stay in one of those houses?
Yeah.
They would have had to kill a couple zombies, maybe, and they'd have a house to stay mm-hmm. in. They could, you know, close the curtains on the patio door, and no one would even know they were in there.
Yeah, these zombies don't seem to... to know, I mean, they're zombies.
Yeah. Like they're not very smart.
They're not fast moving zombies, thankfully.
They get this plan. Di gives them an acting lesson on how to act like zombies so that they can kind of blend in and like shuffle their way through the crowd. What?
They have a look. They look vacant with a hint of sadness. Like a drunk who's just lost the bet.
But that's true. They it's do true. Look kind of like, oh, like mm-hmm. lost.
It's pretty good. And then Di looks over at Barbara and she's like, that's amazing. And Barbara's just like, oh, I just kind of zoned off there for a minute. I was just somewhere else entirely.
Well, they have one. They have one like stuck on a stake, like through a tree, yeah, so that they can kind of like examine it, mm-hmm, and like get close enough where they can. What?
He's just so cute.
You got cats everywhere today.
I know.
Sometimes I only see Oberon and sometimes I see the whole family.
Yeah.
They are out in front of the Winchester. They make it. But then Ed takes a phone call.
Ed's fucking phone rings.
Yeah. So then him and Sean get in an argument over it.
David is yelling at them.
They're all yelling.
Oh my gosh.
It's so stressful when they're like in a horde of zombies. David argues with everyone.
Just break the window. He just wants to break the window to get in.
Yeah.
And Sean's like, no, we can't do that.
So he breaks the window. They decide they can't climb in because all the zombies will climb in too. So Sean stands up on something, mm-hmm, starts making a ton of noise, and then runs for it.
Yeah.
To give them a chance.
To give them a slip. To give them
the slip. The yeah. zombies.
Yes.
That's what that's called.
Yeah.
Okay. So he takes off running. He just says, I'll lose them, whatever. Everybody else goes in through the window.
This is when I wanted to fucking just kill David.
Oh, I wanted to kill him. I actually wrote, dick bag breaks the window.
Yeah. I said, where is it? I said, can't they just fucking kill David?
Yeah, because he does a bunch of stupid shit.
He does a bunch of stupid stuff. He's yelling at everybody, causing a big ruckus in the bar.
It was cute, though, because he picked up the trash can that Sean had thrown the flowers into, mm-hmm, and breaks the window. And Barbara picks them up off the street and looks at them and reads the tag. And she says, I think these were for me. Like, how do you know?
What a wonderful human.
I like, know. Like, what? Somebody, these flowers are for me. I know it. Like, that was really sweet.
Yeah.
David then, in the place, is like, let's board up the window. And he starts bitching about Sean for bailing on them.
He's like, what are we supposed to do? Live on nibbles? Like, where the fuck is Sean? Like, all of this stuff. And he just has, like, a mental breakdown. And finally, Liz just also screams at him.
He does. So he's, like, freaking out. And Sean comes back. Mm-hmm. Sean went in the back door of the bar.
Yep.
Thinking that he lost them. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, he's back. So that's good. So that night, they're all, like, drinking, eating snacks, and the power comes back on. Mm-hmm. And the power doesn't come back on in the bar. It comes on in the streetlights outside. Mm-hmm. When the power comes back on, Sean's like, okay, I'll go, like, reset the breaker or whatever. Yeah. Check the fuses.
We can turn on the TV and see if anything's
We'll going just, like, on. Turn on the TV quiet, not do anything to draw a lot of attention to ourselves, and see what's up. Well, as he's, like, turning the electric back on, the light comes on from the back entrance to the bar, and there's, like, it's crowded with zombies.
And
he just walks over and shuts the blinds.
He's like, oh.
At this point, too, I wondered why. So it's like a 3-story building. Why don't they once again just go upstairs?
That's what I was wondering. And Mike was just like, maybe they're not like bars here. Like, would there be an upstairs? And I'm like, I think there would be. Like, there would be an upstairs.
No, from the outside of the building, there's clearly like multiple floors.
Okay.
So, and then it kind of looks like there's, like, when he's in that hallway, there's hallways going off of it.
Uh-huh.
So you would assume that, like, those were apartments.
Yeah.
Because you could come in through the back door, mm-hmm, and then maybe have a locking door at the bottom of the stairs or whatever.
Yeah.
And then...
And we find out later that there is a basement. Why didn't they...
Go down into the basement the bat?
Yeah.
I don't know.
We wouldn't have a movie.
We wouldn't have a movie if they did everything the right way.
Right.
There's a million zombies out the back. He just goes white. Sean goes to Liz, says, I think we might have a bit of a problem. While they're having this conversation, Ed asks Liz for some change and plays a super loud game.
Yep. Because yeah. it's Ed.
So that gets, you know, Zombie's attention. Mm-hmm. I do like the next scene because the jukebox comes on.
Yes.
Queen comes on. And they all have pool cues and are beating the bar owner.
Yeah, the bar owner comes out and he's a zombie. The bar owner and his wife.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of come after Sean, or when he's turning the electric on and he walks out of that hallway, one of the doors is like
yeah.
shaking. Which, how did they turn?
I don't know.
Well, I just wonder because some people, it seemed like just fell over and died
and died.
Or just got sick
yeah.
and turned. And then other people had to be bit.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like
convoluted.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was the correct use of that word.
Was it?
I think so.
Yeah. They didn't go upstairs or in the basement. They stayed on the ground floor that's like full of windows.
Yeah. I just don't. Understand.
Yeah. Di starts throwing darts.
Yes.
And she gets Sean in the head, which I thought was pretty nasty. Well, the bar.
It makes for a great Halloween costume, though.
Agreed.
Yeah.
The bar is called the Winchester. At the Winchester, there's a Winchester rifle
mm-hmm.
on the wall.
Ed swears it's loaded.
Sean swears it's real. Sean says it's fake.
The bar owner is part of the mob.
Yeah.
Like all of these things.
Like Ed makes up all these crazy stories. At this point, they find out that the gun's real. What?
Yep. I'm just listening to you.
They find out that the rifle's real. They also, at this point, find out that Barbara was bit.
Mm-hmm. And it's kind of a very sad interaction. Like Liz goes over and like takes Barbara into like the corner booth while they're dealing with the bar owner.
Yeah.
And Barbara's just like, I want you to have this. Like
and it takes off her grandma's like, necklace or family necklace.
Yeah. She says something like, my husband bought it for you. Like I was going to give it to Sean, whatever. Backstory.
Yeah.
And Liz is just like, no, like, what are you doing? And it's then when you notice that Barbara's bit.
It's real sad.
Mm-hmm.
She's bit. At that point, Sean is like horribly shooting at zombies.
He's a terrible shot.
Yeah.
That was the most frustrating part. It's just how terrible of a shot he is.
Well, he does okay when Ed is giving him direction
mm-hmm.
because Ed is treating it like a video game.
Of course he is.
So he's like top left, bottom right.
Yeah.
Like he's giving video game instruction
yes.
as opposed to over there,
yes.
that window.
Yeah, that's true.
His mom, Sean's mom, tells him like what mm-hmm. happened. She kind of does the same thing. They like get to chat a little bit before she dies.
And then David does a David thing.
Ugh.
Grabs the rifle and is just like, we have to shoot her.
Like,
Yeah. And Sean's like, that's my mom. And David's like, she's going to turn. She's going to turn any minute. She's not your mom anymore.
Which is really sad because he loved his mom very much. Oh, I do want to point out that the rifle is a Winchester Model 66, which was also used in Night of the Living Dead.
That's so cool.
The new one and the
old
one.
I love little tie-ins like that.
Yeah.
They're so fun.
There were so many. I only
yeah.
wrote down a handful, but
yes.
they make so many references to older zombie films
mm-hmm.
that, which, did you catch the one right at the end? Oh, we'll get to it. Never mind.
We'll get to it. We're quickly approaching the end of the film.
Yeah, which, how long? I feel like this hasn't been that long. This one's going to be like 20 minutes.
That's all right.
It happens.
Yeah. I remember we had one that was like 45 minutes or something. Like right
we have
when we first started,
short...
we had some short ones.
Well, when we first started, it would be like one would be an hour and a half and then another one would be 45 minutes. There was like
no
continuity. Now I feel like they're between an hour and hour and a half.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, now.
We are right now? Oh, wow. Oh, okay then. We're doing right on time.
We're doing great.
I feel like we're just ripping. But this film, the storyline of it is very straight. There's no like back
linear.
And forth.
Linear.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's like talking about escape rooms. Is it chaotic or is it linear?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. I guess I'll have to think about that now when we're picking films.
Yeah.
Because I do like linear. It's way easier to talk about.
Yeah, Oculus was rough because it was just like...
I don't want to do another one like that.
All right.
Like I would never... Even 1408 would be better. Or not 1408, really? Whatever, because that's in a line.
Oh, yeah.
Even with all the crazy shit that happens.
Yes.
Okay. Is it 1408?
I'm pretty sure it's 1408, yeah.
Okay, whatever. Oh, it doesn't matter. We're talking about something else anyway. There's this huge standoff where they all have either a gun or broken bottles.
Mm-hmm.
Because David wants to shoot Barbara. Hold on.
Yep.
Sorry. He wants to shoot Barbara. Sean's like, you're not shooting my mom.
Even Liz is just like, no. Like,
yeah. So they're all like ready to kill each other. It comes out that David is in love with Liz.
And Di like knew this.
Yeah.
Like she knew.
So that comes out that he was in love with Liz, but when Liz turned him down, he got together with
And Di was Di. There to pick up the pieces.
Yes.
Mm.
So she knew that, like, I don't know.
She knew what she was getting herself into.
Yeah, that whole part was sad.
Yeah.
Well, then David decides that he's going to leave.
He's like, fuck it. He ruins it for everybody.
He does.
He's a big fucking ruiner and I hate him.
Well, he goes and he starts to open the door and they're like...
I just don't understand. But I'm not in that situation. And I would hope people think I'm not a douchebag
to yeah, do that. I don't understand that at all. So he's standing by the window, like, yelling at everybody. Well, he gets pulled out the window. Grossest.
This typical, was gross.
Typical zombie thing that happens. Stomach ripped open, guts pulled out.
Yep.
Yeah. That was pretty terrible.
Yeah.
They try to save him.
Did he deserve it?
Maybe not that gruesome of a death. No. But I
would have liked to have had his neck bit and then he just die like Philip.
Oh.
I don't think his intestines and stuff being ripped out. I mean, that was a little much.
Speaking of guts ripped out.
Ooh.
I watched the Vikings episode with the Blood Eagle.
Yes!
It was... They didn't show it.
No, they don't show it.
They show him from the guy having it done. They show him from the front.
It's just...
While it's happening. Icky. And it's very dramatic, and there's parts of it that are in slow motion.
Yeah.
Because if he screams, he's not going to Valhalla.
Mm-hmm. It's very sad.
So it's sad. I mean, he's a bad guy, but like, it's still horrible that they did that.
We've talked about this before, but there was only one documented instance where the Blood Eagle ritual was done in Norse history.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It wasn't as common practice as like people make it out to be.
Oh, well, either way,
you had to be a very, very bad person.
Yeah, the guy that it happens to was like a traitor that raided his own village.
It might have been the one that's documented because I know
supposedly
at least the same
it's
name.
It's supposed to be like based on historical
because
events.
I know the one in Assassin's Creed Valhalla is the same name of the Viking that was documented to have had it done. And that was gross.
I just had to bring that up because it popped in my head and I have to blurt out everything I think.
Yikes.
Di runs out the front door to try to save David.
I'm coming, David. He's already dead.
I know. She's holding his leg.
She's holding his leg.
And she runs out the door to try to save him.
The poor
All of
woman.
The zombies come in. Peter comes in as well. He shows up.
And Ed's just like, look who it is.
Yes.
Oh.
He bites Ed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In the neck. Actually, Ed gets pretty bit up.
Ed gets pretty bit up. He gets bit in the neck and the arm.
For sure. The mm-hmm. ones that you saw. But he gets knocked yeah. down and like bit.
Yeah.
By quite a few.
He's fucked up.
Yeah. They're, at this point, they're hiding behind the bar. The like behind the actual like serving bar
yeah.
in the
yeah
Winchester.
And they light the bar on fire.
And they light it on fire. There's a trap door under
the convenient
bar that goes yeah, exactly. that goes into the basement. Now I wonder if they use that like on their shift or if there's like another way to get down into the basement.
There had to have been another way to get into the basement.
Yeah.
Unless there, well, there's a trap door and then there were stairs going down.
Yeah.
So.
But was, I wonder if there was like another way to get down there. Yeah. Because they obviously used it for storage. Yeah. But like every time they had to go down.
And stuff down there.
Like when they were stocking the coolers, mm-hmm. did they mm-hmm. have to open the hatch and go down? Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. They light the bar on fire. They go down into the cellar. Sean kind of has a moment of realization where he's like, I fucked up my life.
Yeah.
Like, what am I doing? I, you know, brought all you guys here. Like,
yeah.
That part was pretty sad. They're down there, the three of them.
Yeah. Ed climbs over the bar and is fucking.
Yeah.
Bit.
Holding his neck with a bar rag.
Yeah.
They're trying to decide, like, who's gonna kill who.
They have two bullets.
Yep.
Or three or something.
Well, they decide to make a break for it. They figure out that there's an elevator
mm-hmm.
that would take them out onto the street. And Sean says goodbye to Ed.
Yeah, because Ed's like perfect. Ed's just like, well, I'm going to die. Like, yeah, I might as
they
well.
They give him a smoke. He's yeah. like, I'll stay down
he
here.
He has the gun.
They give him the gun. They take the lift up out onto the street.
Mm-hmm.
The whole bar is on fire. There's
it's very dramatic
everywhere.
Scene.
It is yeah. very dramatic. Ed's all covered with blood, or not Ed, Sean. At this moment, military shows up and just like
yes.
mows them all down. The zombies.
Yeah.
Not Which, Sean and Liz.
If you stumbled upon a horde of zombies and there were two humans there covered in
blood. I kind of wondered how they didn't get shot.
Yes.
Like, they should have lifted their arms up and been like, hey, don't shoot me.
Yeah.
Because they're just like...
Standing there.
Standing there, yeah. Mm-hmm. There's also Yvonne there.
Yvonne shows up with her trusty golf club.
Yeah.
And it's like, Sean!
And she does mention, like, oh, it's just the two of you.
It's just the two of you. Okay.
So she obviously had her shit together and, like, went and found safety.
Well,
and...
she does, like, before shit goes down, when they meet each other in the street, Sean's, like, talking to her and stuff. And Sean, like...
She just bought a house.
She just bought a house. So adult time.
Yeah.
And I think, like, Sean's, like, renting from Pete, or they're all renting.
Yeah.
And Yvonne just bought a house. Like, she kind of has her crap together. So...
Yeah, you kind of, she like,
she's
like,
the
oh,
exact
yeah.
opposite of Sean.
I'm an adult now. Yes.
Which she was. I imagine everybody in her party lived.
I would assume. Yes. 6 months later, Sean and Liz are, I'm assuming, living together.
Yeah.
If not back together.
I think they're living together in Sean's house.
Yes. Then, I don't know, this is the extra thing that they were, the news was on,
mm-hmm.
and they were talking about how it didn't start from rage-infected monkeys.
Yeah.
I don't know if you caught that.
It started from, and then it...
And then it, like, whips out. Yeah. So you never know exactly what started it. But I wanted to, like...
That's funny.
Mention the 28 days later. They kind of get their plan together for the night, Ed is like, I'm going to just pop out to the shed for 2 minutes. Or Ed. Sean.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all over it tonight. I don't know what's going on. Sean goes out to the shed and Ed is there chained up and they play video games.
It would just smell so bad.
I know. And he looks rough. And also, they point out in, like, the news that they're watching that they can use the zombies because they can remember some of their, like...
their basic instincts.
So they have one, and he's got, like, a collar on, and he's, like, pushing carts from, like, a cart corral.
Yeah.
And then they flip the channel, and it's, like, a dramatic talk show. Like, he's still my husband. I still love him. And it shows a guy, like, in a cage with one of the collars on. And it's just kind of, like, what would happen?
Yeah.
I assume that they would all have to die.
Yeah.
But anyway, Sean goes out to play video games with Ed.
Mm-hmm. Best friends.
Also, so I watched the credits all the way through.
Mm-hmm.
Because I couldn't remember if there's like a little extra or anything afterwards. And the last song in the credits was that really like upbeat, weird one from Dawn of the Dead.
When they're like...
In the mall,
like trying on clothes and stuff.
Yes. No, when all the... Yeah, I think it is when they're trying on clothes. But it's The Gonk by Herbert Chappell.
I love it.
That's the last song in the
credits. I love it so much. I would recommend this 1,000 times over.
Oh, me too. I love it.
And I think everybody I know has seen this movie. Or at least heard of it.
Yeah. Well, it's funny. And even if this wasn't your thing, like even if the zombie thing was too much, then I'd recommend Hot Fuzz.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of... I think Hot Fuzz, though, is the only Simon Pegg film that I've seen where he's got his shit together.
Star Trek.
I always forget about that he's in Star Trek. But like,
well, and even in Star Trek, he doesn't really have his shit together as Scotty either.
No, but like Run, Fat Boy, Run is one where he's just, he plays basically the same character.
Yep.
Like, doesn't have his life together.
I love Run, Fat Boy, Run.
Me too.
Gosh, that's great.
I might have to watch that in the next few days.
I know. It's very motivational.
It is motivational. All right.
But yeah, I would
definitely recommend it.
Absolutely. The cast is great. Love it.
Yeah, it got really high ranked reviews. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's a good one.
Anyway, well, that's Shaun of the Dead. If you like what you hear and you want to know what we're going to be doing in the future, please follow us on Instagram. It's /your movie review, all one word, all lowercase. We also have a Facebook page, /your movie review, and a website, /yourmoviereview.com.
All right. I hope everybody has a good week.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.